Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Kylian Mbappé teases an announcement. Is a PSG stay on the cards, or is Real Madrid getting more confident by the minute? Robert Lewandowski is bidding bye-bye to Bayern Munich, but where next for the Polish striker? Christian Eriksen wants Champions League football, so are there any takers for the Great Dane? The summer transfer window is nearly upon us, and there's a lot of business to talk about. Lucky for me and us, I've got Fabrizio Romano by my side to help decipher the truth from the lies. Qué golazo, a live episode on the Summer of Strikers, as Fabrizio Romano calls it, begins right now. Welcome to Qué Golazo, a live episode. Qué Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Qué Golazo. This is a live episode. We want your comments. We want your questions because I have the man, the legend, the myth, Fabrizio Romano. Fab, how are you, brother?
Hey, my friend, all good, all good. Thank you. As always, happy to answer your questions and to be here with you.
Absolutely, Fab. Welcome, Fabrizio. Make sure to follow him on Twitter and Instagram as well. Fabrizio, are you thinking maybe you'll open a TikTok account maybe? Do you have one?
I have it. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, there you go.
At Fabrizio Romano. I have to be everywhere.
How do you do it on TikTok there, Fabrizio Romano?
No. Just updates, football. I can't dance, sorry, but it's not for me.
I'll teach you how to dance, Fabrizio Romano. We'll put on some Bad Bunny and we'll make it happen.
Sure.
Fabrizio Romano in the house, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Of course, CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. Every week, you'll have great content from our very own Fabrizio Romano. He's been all over, of course, as always, with the transfer negotiations. And the summer is, well, it's basically here, Fabrizio, right? We keep saying it's coming, but it's basically here. A lot of conversations. Yes. So today, Fab, we're going to be discussing, obviously, on the main topics, on the main players, but we're also going to be answering some questions. So hopefully some people will be chiming in. We've already been asking you guys on Twitter to ask Fabrizio about some questions. Yes, a disclaimer. Of course, I have a very large Aston Villa following, so I am sure we'll get that. But that won't, I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying if it comes, it's not because of me, Fabrizio, okay? I bug you worry. Privately, but not publicly.
Don't worry. I'm ready.
So, Fabrizio, before we begin everything, I remember, you know, in the past few weeks, the past few months, I've been asking you, how do you expect this summer to be? And I think your theme has always been, it's going to be pretty crazy. It may not be like, you know, Lionel Messi drama crazy, Ronaldo leaving Juve crazy, but maybe just because of the names that we're talking about, specifically, obviously, Kylian Mbappé, Haaland is already on his way to Man City. You're expecting a lot of action this summer, are you not?
Yes. Honestly, yes. I'm not surprised, and I'm sure that many other things will happen. It's going to be a crazy one because, as you mentioned, Haaland is already done. Now it's time for Kylian Mbappé, but then we will have 3 months of surprises, 3 months of crazy things, 3 months of many top clubs trying to rebuild their team. So many things are going to happen, and I'm sure that it will be a crazy and historical summer again. So maybe it will be for the new generation, because as you mentioned, we had Cristiano and Messi, the legends, last summer. But this summer, with Mbappé, with Haaland and many others, I think it will be time for the new generation and for the rebuilding of some of the most important clubs in the world, like Man United, Barcelona, and many others that are trying to do important things during the summer.
And obviously, as well, it gets tricky, I guess, for some players and some teams, because they have to maneuver all of this, because they're going to be taking a massive break at the end of November for the World Cup as well. So a lot of action has to come. And don't worry, we're going to give you all the details. Yes, we're already getting questions. Fabrizio Romano, our producer, Des Norris, is filling us in. And obviously, Kylian Mbappé remains a massive topic point. Listen, we're going to get into Mbappé. I promise you. But we're going to begin with Robert Lewandowski, because it's always, you know, it's been in the cards. You've been reporting it. Leaving Bayern Munich, we've got a question from one of our followers as well, Tim Weiss, and I guess it figures out within all these topics, but he's not resigning with Bayern. Where next for Robert Lewandowski? Tim Weiss from Twitter asks, if Lewandowski leaves Bayern Munich, who would they target as a replacement? We'll talk about that Bayern Munich question in a second, but let's focus on Lewandowski, Fabrizio Romano. What is the absolute latest right now as he looks ahead to the summer? Because he's already won, once again, the Bundesliga title with Bayern Munich.
Yes, for Robert Lewandowski, it's pretty clear that he wants to go. And as we always mentioned, he was not happy with Bayern's situation because last summer when Paris Saint-Germain approached him, Bayern didn't even want to negotiate with Paris Saint-Germain. And so in this kind of cases in the transfer market, immediately after you open discussions with your top player to extend the contract, it didn't happen between Bayern and Lewandowski. And so this is why the player was not so happy with the situation. And now he's official. He wants to go. He wants to leave as soon as possible. This summer, the message has been pretty clear for Lewandowski, but was already clear to Bayern Munich because his agent, Pini Zahavi, had meetings with Bayern telling them that the player wants to go. From what I'm told, his priority is to join Barcelona this summer. So, of course, there are many clubs interested in Lewandowski. Of course, it will be the summer of strikers, and so many clubs are exploring this possibility. But Barcelona are working on Lewandowski since end of February, beginning of March, because they knew about Erling Haaland that it was almost impossible for them to compete with Manchester City and Real Madrid in that race. And so this is why Barca had three meetings with his agent, Pini Zahavi. They are prepared to offer Lewandowski exactly what he wants, a three-year deal, an important salary. So on Barcelona side, they are ready on discussing with Robert Lewandowski. But it's not a discussion yet between clubs, because from Bayern, the message they are setting in public is the reality. They want to keep Lewandowski for one more season. And so let's see what's next, because I'm sure that Barcelona are waiting. They have their strategy. They're speaking on player side, waiting to make an official proposal. But the real question is now how much Barcelona can offer for Robert Lewandowski. So let's see what happens between the two clubs. Let's see what happens with other clubs too in the race. But Barcelona are the priority for Robert Lewandowski. He's tempted by this possibility to play in La Liga one day. And so Barca are the big favorites, but it's up to them now to find an agreement with Bayern.
So Barcelona remain the leading contender in trying to get Lewandowski. You mentioned, obviously, the Polish striker is persuaded, lured by La Liga as well. Jimmy Conrad and I talked about it yesterday, how we feel that maybe Lewandowski, he's only played in Poland and Germany, and he probably wants another challenge. We got a question here from Rafa Cardenas, and obviously Tim Weiss, our follower as well, asked the same question. So let's say Lewandowski leaves Bayern Munich, which is what we're presuming is going to happen. What happens with Bayern Munich then? Because Borussia Dortmund's already acting, right? Adeyemi's already on his way. They're going to sign another striker as well. You were saying they're focusing on that this summer. So what's Bayern Munich's plan if Lewandowski leaves?
At the moment, they are exploring possibilities. So they are discussing with some agents. For example, they had some discussions with the agents of Sebastian Haller, Ajax striker, but also Borussia Dortmund are interested in him. And so it's not an easy one. Another name is Kalajdzic from Stuttgart, but it's not the priority in this moment. Maybe it could be a backup option, but not the big name. So they have some contacts with agents, but at the moment, their priority is to try again to keep Lewandowski at the club. It's not going to be easy because Lewandowski wants to go. But they're exploring different names. They had a meeting with the agents of Sadio Mane, who are the same agents of Laimer, the midfielder of Leipzig. And so they're exploring different positions too, because they want to invest in different positions. They will sign officially Mazraoui in the coming days, but it's already done. They are working to sign Ryan Gravenberch from Ajax. So they're busy with many and many deals. But for the number nine, the potential new number nine, in case Lewandowski will leave, we have to wait a bit, because we know that their strategy is to speak with many agents and to understand then at the end who is the right name. For example, Haller is a player they like, but it's not something close at the moment. It's just a discussion with his agent. So it will take some time.
And everything depends, obviously, if Lewandowski leaves Bayern Munich and then they have to do the steps after that. So we have to follow that story. But to the moment, per Fabrizio Romano, Barcelona remain the biggest interest and contender to getting Robert Lewandowski in the summer. Let's move on. Yes, we promised you Kylian Mbappé news. You were quoting a few quotes here, Fabrizio Romano, yesterday, because Mbappé yesterday was asked about this and he said, my decision is coming very soon. It's not the time for me to tell you right now, but it's coming very soon. It's May 16th. I am presuming, and I think he said it because I believe around the end of May, yes, there's a meetup with the French national team. He's like way before that. So first of all, how early can we expect these news?
I think this week. What I'm told is this week is really, really important.
This is the week. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And obviously, you know, Liga closing down.
Let me say something more. Tomorrow is an important day. Tuesday is an important day because they will have new direct contacts with Real Madrid. And so tomorrow will be important to understand what happens. Then to announce the official decision, maybe it will take more time. But tomorrow they have new direct contacts. They have new discussions with Mbappé's camp. So Real Madrid are working on it.
So a lot of reporting on social or online right now. Fabrizio Romano, you said it yourself. Real Madrid are feeling very confident about this. Is it to the point where it's a 98% he's going to Real? Is it what are you feeling here? Does PSG have any chance? Is what I'm saying. Because everything right now is pointing to Real Madrid, but nobody truly knows. Give me the absolute latest. Because Real Madrid, to your point, their contacts, their sources are feeling very confident.
Well, they are more than confident. They are convinced that Kylian Mbappé will play for Real Madrid next season. So from Real Madrid, they always had this position. And in the last few days, after new direct contacts with Kylian Mbappé camp last week, that were described as very positive contacts because they discussed about image rights, salary, signing fee, so many different things. And they were feeling absolutely convinced that Kylian Mbappé will play for Real Madrid. On Paris Saint-Germain's side, they will hope till the end that Kylian will change his mind. But at the moment, the expectation around this deal is for Real Madrid, absolutely. So let's see what will be the official decision on Real Madrid's side. They're waiting to sign these contracts and to have everything finally done. But the expectation around this deal, as of today, is for Real Madrid, absolutely.
You said Tuesday is a very important day. That's what you said, right?
Tomorrow. New contacts tomorrow, yes. New direct contacts with Kylian's camp. And so we will understand more on Real Madrid's side.
Does PSG have a backup plan? The same question I asked you about Bayern Munich.
Of course they have. They are exploring many different possibilities. But let me say one thing. The real difference is that Bayern have a manager and they are already sure who is the manager. It would be, of course, Julian Nagelsmann for next season. For PSG, it's different because PSG have to decide together with their manager who will be the new striker in case Kylian Mbappé will join Real Madrid. And so I will keep an eye on this manager situation because the expectation around Paris Saint-Germain is still for Mauricio Pochettino to leave the club at the end of current season, so in the coming days.
And we were talking about yesterday, Jimmy and I were talking about yesterday, Pochettino to Sevilla? Maybe Julian Lopetegui is not going to stay. I've always wanted Pochettino to go back to Spain, so there's that part. But you make a very good point. Bayern Munich's managerial situation is fine with Nagelsmann, PSG's isn't. So there has to be a big situation there. All right. Well, this week, you said massive week, including Tuesday for Kylian Mbappé. Next question. We're talking a little bit about Frankie de Jong here, a major part of Erik ten Hag's Ajax back in the day. Erik ten Hag is heading to Manchester United. Of course, he's already won the title with Ajax. Reports, of course, that there might be a situation where there's a reunion or they're very interested in Frankie de Jong. What's the latest with that? Xavi's situation with de Jong, of course, you know, who's the current player for Barcelona. And what's the latest there?
Yes, Xavi is desperate to keep Frankie de Jong at the club, but this is no secret. He always says that he's a key player for Barcelona. He's convinced that de Jong could mark an era for Barcelona, so he wants the player to stay. But he also knows Xavi, de Jong, they know that the financial situation in Barcelona is not an easy one. So we always speak about new signings for Barca. Christensen is done, Kessie is done, Lewandowski talks ongoing. So they're working on many different new signings. But then at some point, you need to sell some player because the financial situation is not so easy at Barca, as we know. So what's the situation at the moment? From Barcelona, they want a really important bid to get rid of Frankie de Jong. It means around 80, 85 million euros. Let's see what happens with Manchester United, because for sure the player is in Erik ten Hag list, 100%. For sure, Erik ten Hag is big fan of Frankie. But there is a key point I'm told on player side. He wants to play Champions League football next season. And with Manchester United, this is an issue. So let's see if Erik ten Hag will be able to change the situation, maybe to speak with the player and change the situation in his mind, or if Frankie de Jong will pick something different for next season, maybe staying at Barcelona as Xavi wants. So it's still something at early stages. We are not close to a done deal between Barcelona and Manchester United for Frankie and between Frankie and Manchester United. But for sure, he's in Erik ten Hag list and they will try because Erik ten Hag wants to make a big revolution and Manchester United and Frankie could be a really important piece for him.
This is going to be a major, major challenge for Erik ten Hag, to your point, because Manchester United are not getting Champions League football, and that's going to be a massive thing with Barcelona ending second in La Liga and Xavi's revolution continuing. So one to watch out for.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have questions about Arsenal, by the way. You've been reporting, obviously, on Gabriel Jesus and the interest there, but I'm hearing as well Aaron Hickey, a possibility. Are there any updates on Arsenal's striker search and the continuation of what's going on there? Because a certain Brazilian as well is heading to Arsenal from Sao Paulo.
Yes. So for Aaron Hickey, at the moment, they just had some contacts with his agent, but nothing is done, I'm told, as of today. So maybe we need to wait and see what happens. But there are many clubs interested in Aaron Hickey. He's doing very good with Bologna here in Serie A. So very interesting player, but at the moment are just contacts with his agent and nothing agreed between Arsenal and Aaron Hickey. Discussing about Brazilian players, one deal is done because, as you mentioned, it's coming from Sao Paulo, and this Marquinhos, this winger born in 2003, really interesting talent. Arsenal will pay around 3.5 million euros, and this is a normal fee just because the player was out of contract with Sao Paulo, but everything is almost done on a verbal basis. They're preparing contracts. Everything will be signed in the coming days, and so Marquinhos from Sao Paulo will join Arsenal. And then another important name is Gabriel Jesus, because there will be new contacts in the coming few days. Arsenal are working on it. They're preparing their opening bid for Gabriel Jesus, because the player wants to go. He's not going to extend his contract with Manchester City. So I see Gabriel Jesus leaving the club this summer. Many clubs are interested also in this case, because he's an important striker. He's a very good opportunity on the market. Let's see what happens with Champions League football, because this is a really important point for Arsenal. So it means something special for Gabriel Jesus too. So important games are coming, and let's see what happens with Arsenal. But they are already working on player side with Gabriel Jesus. They're preparing their opening bid. From what I'm told, Gabriel Jesus' price for Manchester City is around 50-60 million euros. So let's see how the negotiations will go. But for sure, Arsenal want Gabriel Jesus as priority target for the new striker.
Well, and Arsenal faced Newcastle, of course, a massive gain towards Champions League status as Tottenham beat Burnley this past weekend. So one to watch out for. All right, let's move on. Let's stay within this realm of North London, former North London players. Christian Eriksen, what a fantastic comeback after everything that happened, you know, in Euro 2020, of course, and now with Brentford. But reports, of course, that Christian Eriksen wants Champions League football as well, I guess, or trying to elevate his status. I wonder, what's the latest with that? If Tottenham make the Champions League, will Christian Eriksen, is there a chance of them, you know, getting him again?
Let me clarify one thing on Eriksen's side. He's not desperate to make Champions League football. Of course, he said that he'd love to play Champions League football again. But from what I'm told, he's not desperate for that, of course. If he had the chance to play Champions League, it would be great for him. And again, incredible story. And we are super happy for Christian. But at the same point, from what I'm told, his priority is now to discuss with Brentford, to understand their plans, to respect them, and then to discuss with other clubs. Because as he mentioned, he has many possibilities on the market. Tottenham are interested in signing him. Leicester, Brendan Rodgers is in love with Christian Eriksen. So many clubs are approaching him, but at the moment nothing has been decided. So it's still something in the early stages. I'm sure that Christian will make his decision in the coming weeks in a relaxed way, but not desperate to play Champions League football. So if it will be the case with Tottenham, maybe it could be a very good opportunity for him. But at the moment, Tottenham are exploring this possibility, but they did no official bid to Christian Eriksen because they're focused on this Champions League race. They're focused on Antonio Conte's future, because we have to understand what happens with Antonio at the end of the season. Now he's 100% committed to Tottenham. He's working to bring Champions League football back to Tottenham. But at the same point, they will need to meet at the end of the season, Antonio Conte, Daniel Levy, Fabio Paratici, and to decide together for the future of the club. So many things have to happen because we say, okay, it's done deal between Christian Eriksen and Tottenham.
I'm also hearing that Harry Kane is very happy right now. Antonio Conte has kind of made him feel more secure regardless of what happens with Europe. Is that true?
Yes, yes, 100%. But it's the first day, let me say. First day of Antonio Conte in November at Tottenham training ground, the feeling with Harry Kane was something special. Immediately. They have a great relationship. Harry Kane is convinced that Antonio Conte is one of the best managers in the world because he's helping with the ambition, with the mentality. And same on Antonio Conte's side. He's in love with Harry Kane. Strikers with Antonio Conte have always been incredible. Lukaku and Lautaro with Inter, Diego Costa with Chelsea, what he did with the Italian national team, with Juventus, with Carlos Tevez. Many amazing strikers did great with Antonio. And I'm sure that if Antonio Conte will stay at Tottenham as manager next season, it's because he knows that Harry Kane has good chances to stay at the club. I don't see Antonio staying and Harry Kane leaving. He's not in Antonio Conte's mentality and ambition. So their future is really close at the moment. They will discuss at the end of the season, Tottenham and Conte, but Conte wants Harry Kane to stay at the club 100%.
Let me ask you something, because something that I really want to always highlight. Harry Kane, obviously a huge player for Tottenham, a key factor towards their success, but just as equally as Heung-min Son. He is a ridiculous influence for this club. In my opinion, one of the best attackers in the world, not just the Premier League. Is there an interest there as well? Because obviously, if Tottenham don't get Champions League, I'm imagining somebody like Heung-min Son, you just got to go to the stats in the Premier League of what he's done this season. He must be a big target as well. How happy is he? Do you know how much that is?
I think there are only two clubs who can sign Son at the moment on the market because of his value. And are Manchester City, but I don't see Daniel Levy selling to Manchester City. So as it already happened with Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And maybe Real Madrid, but Real Madrid are not looking for the kind of player. So this is why I think it's really complicated for Son to leave Tottenham. But he's really happy there. You know, he has a great relationship with Conte too, great relationship with Kane. So this is why I think he has very good chances to stay. He already extended his contract last year. So I don't see any problem between Son and Tottenham at the moment. But I agree with you. He deserves to play Champions League football. He deserves to play at top level to win titles. But this is the same messages that Antonio Conte is sending and that Harry Kane is sending. So they all want to be back at top level. And I'm sure the next season, the mission of Tottenham will be to build a top team and to try something special with Antonio Conte.
Well, some big, big days ahead for Tottenham and Arsenal, of course, as we'll see who gets that Champions League spot. We're going to do a little bit of an MLS North American kind of corner here, but I did want to ask you about Giorgio Chiellini, of course, leaving Juventus, the legendary center back, not just for Juve, but for the Italian national team. What is his future? Because obviously we're hearing about LAFC, possibly interested as well. Is there a chance that Chiellini could come to Major League Soccer?
It's more than a chance, I would say. It's something serious because he has a proposal from LAFC at the moment. So he's going to decide in the coming days with his family. He's still not 100% convinced, but it's a serious possibility, I'm told from people close to Chiellini. And so MLS is tempting him, is something that he's considering. He's 100% leaving Juventus, as he announced it. He's going to leave Italian national team after the finalissima with Argentina at Wembley in June, and then it will be time for a new life for him. So he will decide very soon, but LAFC, serious possibility for Giorgio Chiellini. He's attracted by this MLS possibility, and so let's see.
Lorenzo Insigne is already heading there to Toronto, of course. All right, well, here's one because I was getting some questions about this on Twitter. I told you it wasn't me, Fabrizio Romano. It's getting the questions, all right? But Luis Suarez, of course, we saw, you know, the goodbyes that he was doing with Atletico Madrid. They had a banner saying, Lucho, thank you, sir, for making us champions, etc. Luis Suarez leaving Atleti. He wants to stay in Europe for one more season. There is interest in MLS, correct? But Europe is where he wants to focus for the next season, at least one more.
Yes, yes, yes. He wants to play in Europe for one more season. And same for Edinson Cavani. They are two fantastic strikers, two Uruguayan fantastic strikers out of contest and available on free. Both of them are receiving proposals from MLS South American clubs. But at the same point, they want to continue Europe for one more season. For Luis Suarez, let's see what happens because we have many and many rumors about European clubs. But he wants to take his time now to discuss with his agent to find a project where he can be an important player. Because with Atletico Madrid this season, he was not a key player. He did something great the past season, winning La Liga, but now this season he wanted to be on a different point of view with the manager, let me say. So he was happy with Diego Simeone, but he wants to play. He wants to feel an important player for the team. And so I'm sure that he will explore some possibilities. Let's see what happens. I know you're mentioned for Aston Villa because of his relationship, his special relationship with Steve Gerrard. But at the moment, we're still at early stages. So both of them, Cavani and Suarez, will take their time and then they will decide. Even on Cavani, I was checked it today morning if there were some update, because we know that he wants to play in La Liga one day. And so this is his priority. But he's still taking his time. He's not deciding in a few days. And so let's wait and see.
Edinson Cavani leaving Manchester United. Speaking of Manchester United, Lisandro Martinez remains a reported interest as well. Do you know much about Lisandro Martinez to Manchester United?
Oh, I just want to say to Ajax fans that they are not selling the whole team, because every day we have a different rumor. Anthony, Timber, Lisandro Martinez, and many, many players.
They're going to have to with their youth team, Fabrizio, if they do this.
No, but it's normal. It's normal because they have fantastic talents, fantastic players. And the link with Ten Hag is normal, but at the same point, I'm told still nothing advanced. He was one of the players that Barcelona discussed internally, but now they have different targets, so it's not something close or serious with Barca. And so let's see what happens, but he will be one of the players to watch. But I'm also sure that Ajax are not selling 3, 4, or 5 key players, so they will need to make decisions, and soon will be time to do that. Even, for example, Nico Tagliafico is out of contract next year in 2023, but I'm told that he's going to leave the club this summer already with some proposals, so many things will happen at Ajax.
All right. Many things will happen at Ajax. I promise that North American corner, by the way. Speaking of Ajax, a former Ajax player, Sergiño Dest, hasn't been the best situation with him when Xavi has arrived. What's the latest with him?
Yes, he's one of the players to watch this summer, because if an important proposal will arrive for Barcelona, it could be an opportunity to make money, as we mentioned before, for Frankie de Jong. They need to sell some player. As you mentioned, it was not an easy season for him. But at the same point, if they receive an important bid, it could be a possibility for him. So let's see what happens with English clubs, because Bayern have always been interested in him, but they're signing Mazraoui on a free from Ajax, so they don't need a right back anymore. But for English clubs, it could be a chance. So let's see what's next for Sergiño Dest, but he could be one of the players on the move with Barcelona.
We've talked about Jonathan David moving away from Leo, AC Milan, and interest. What's the latest there for the Canadian?
With AC Milan at the moment, nothing close. AC Milan are working to complete the signing of Divock Origi from Liverpool on a free. It's something that is almost completed. They just need some final detail to be sorted out with his agents, and then it will be signed. For Jonathan David, very good chances to leave, because his agent had a meeting a few days ago with Lille, and they are ready to discuss with clubs in case they will receive an important proposal around 50 million euros. Many clubs are interested in Jonathan David since some time. In January, we remember that Arsenal had his name on the list. Then it didn't happen because Lille had no intention to sell players in January. But I'm sure that this summer, many clubs will be interested. But even on this case, we're still at early stages. We need to wait a bit. But I see Jonathan David leaving Lille this summer.
All right. Well, let's finish up with Barcelona for a second, Fabrizio Romano, because Ousmane Dembélé is somebody that's gathering a lot of attention. Is he more likely to stay or leave at Barcelona? What's the latest there?
New meeting. There will be a new meeting with his agent, Moussa Sissoko, in the coming days, and they will decide. He's really 50-50 at the moment, because Dembélé is happy in Barcelona. He's happy with Xavi, but it's a financial problem. It's a financial problem because he really wants an important contract, an important salary, and Barcelona are trying to find a way for a creative formula to find a way to extend his contract. But at the moment, it's still nothing close on a financial side. Xavi wants him to stay. The player is happy in Barcelona. But the real point is about the salary. So new meeting will take place in the coming days. Let's see what happens. But at the moment, it's really 50-50 for Ousmane Dembélé.
The final question is, Xavi wants to do a few things at the back. I'm hearing Jules Koundé is an interest. I'm hearing Kalidou Koulibaly as well interest. Is there anything to that? I'm hearing a lot of revolution at the back for Barcelona and Xavi.
As for Koundé, I think it's going to be really complicated because Sevilla always wanted 80 million. The world release close. And so it's not an easy one. Barcelona will need to make decisions, of course, this summer. They can't spend 300 million euros on the market. So they will need to make some decisions where they want to invest. Koulibaly is a different situation because he's out of contract next year with Napoli. There is no release close into the contract. So it could be an opportunity to negotiate with Napoli and with his agent, Fali Ramadani. There is interest even from the Premier League for Koulibaly. But they will need a meeting. Napoli and Koulibaly to discuss together and then to decide what is the potential price or if the player wants to extend his contract, stay at Napoli. So they will meet really soon and we will understand more. But it's not something close at the moment between Barcelona and Koulibaly.
Well, Fabrizio Romano and everybody watching and listening later on, you cannot complain. We answered your questions. Fab was here for them all. We want to thank Fab every week. He's here with us, but today was a special one, a live episode. Make sure to follow Fabrizio Romano on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. He doesn't do any dancing there, just some more updates as well. But Fabrizio Romano, before we say goodbye, is there anything else that you're working on this week that we haven't talked about?
Angel Di Maria, I would say, out of contract with Paris Saint-Germain. At the moment, he's not extending the contract with PSG. There is an option included into his contract, but no intention on PSG side to trigger that clause. And so keep an eye on Juventus because they are exploring this possibility. They are having contacts with his agents. And so between Di Maria and Juventus, there are conversations. Let's see if it will become a done deal in the coming days.
There you have it. Fabrizio Romano, make sure to follow his content on all those platforms I just mentioned. CBS Sports as well every single week and CBS Sports app. Fab, thank you so much, my friend. I hope you have a fantastic week and we will speak soon.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always a super pleasure. Thank you to all the guys who are sending messages and questions and see you soon here on Che Golazo.
Everything that you want from a Che Golazo perspective daily. We got a Europa League preview as well to come, a recap, Fabrizio next week as well, and so much more as we close the domestic cup competitions and we finalize everything with, of course, the Champions League final. Thank you so much, everybody. Che Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Che Golazo, CBS Sports, and your CBS Sports app. Have a great beginning to your week, and we will see you next time. Till then.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.